Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from the KOUG studios, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend.
Hello.
You can tell that I just talked up the song there because for some reason your headphones aren't working.
Yeah, no, I don't even know what song it was.
I don't know if we want to try and fix these live, but we're going to go find it. Boy.
Oh, well, that would be the problem.
It's just not unplugged. It's just not even plugged in. But where do I plug it in?
I don't know.
Are we just going to fix this live?
We do it live.
Let's do it. Yeah, we do it. You do the filler, okay?
All right.
This is your chance to shine. Go.
So, obviously, this is the first week of classes back at WSU, so censorship is back. Yay. No. No, it's not bad, actually. We like using the studio. It's nice. It's a good setup. Obviously, everybody's got their classes, and we got a four-day weekend, if you're me, weekend coming up this weekend because of Labor Day. Yay, and it's going to be busy and horrible.
Oh, yeah, because it's Labor Day, and everybody wants to buy barbecue, right?
Yeah.
That's their deal. Great.
And be glad you're not working at Safeway this weekend.
I'm not. That's confirmed.
I didn't see you on the schedule
to actually,
for that. Yeah, no.
I've been meaning to ask you for the schedule.
I didn't see you.
I should probably drive by today. Because you know what? I bet I still have a paycheck there from that one shift that I worked last month.
You might. I thought at one point about picking it up and just bringing it to you, but I thought they might get grumpy with that.
I would not have minded that, but honestly, are they even monitoring that folder?
I don't think so.
And you know what? You still can't hear anything because I really can't figure out where to plug this thing in.
Okay.
You should ask somebody
sometime. You want to keep doing filler?
Yeah,
it wasn't bad.
Ahead.
Keep going.
It's going to be really bad. For example, yesterday, they've only been scheduling three checkers for the entire day.
Oh, God.
That's it. Opener, closer, and maybe a mid. Yesterday, mid called in and our closer called in, but they found somebody to cover the closing shift, but that means there was only one checker the entire day, period. I probably spent 2/3 of my day up front checking instead of actually being in my department, which had a lot of stuff that needed to get done.
So were you the last guy for the day?
Yeah.
There?
Always am.
Okay, so you ended up leaving a bunch of stuff there that couldn't
That didn't end up going out
fixed.
That they'll have to get in the morning, yeah.
I thought they were making changes, though. Somebody was
going to... Haven't been for the better.
Oh, so they have been made.
Well, yeah, they stopped scheduling enough checkers.
Man.
Even worse.
That's a real shame. You know, it's a crime of managers in America, really.
Yeah.
It's just they get caught up in a whole other thing. What are you pointing at?
I think the headphones are below the little box with the switches.
Where? Oh, you mean up front?
Or actually back behind on the bottom.
Down there.
Yeah. I see another box with more cables going in. I don't know where your headphones are plugging in.
Headphones out? Maybe.
Yay, I hear stuff. Yay.
Oh, my God. We have solved the problem. Man,
yay.
But if only you could hear that intro that I played, because did you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Because, all right.
Well, just what song was it?
It was Take On Me by A-ha.
Okay.
Which is right here, boy. Found it. Yeah. I don't know. I talked that up pretty good, I think.
Yeah.
And you just skip ahead to the good part. Oh, yeah.
On me. Take on me, take me on.
There's no way I'm hitting this note, so I'm quitting out.
No, I can't do that.
That's something that...
It's like singing along with the Bee Gees. It just doesn't work too well.
No, but you can definitely try.
Oh, yeah.
The thing about artists that singing at high notes is either it's an exercise for you to try and build up your range in your car when nobody else is around.
Or absolutely kills your voice and you can't talk for about an hour.
It hasn't happened to me yet. No. I mean, there's a... I can't think of a specific example off the top of my head, but I consider myself to have good vocal range.
Yeah.
In terms of going high and going low.
Yeah, I can do some higher stuff. I can't like hit the high notes of the Bee Gees or Queen or whatever.
Okay.
Like the super high notes.
Yeah, you can't ever hit it perfectly.
Or hold it. Can't hold it for the long.
Which brings me to the other thing that people usually do with songs that are stuck in a high key is they bring it down to their level,
yeah,
but still keep it in key. So it works.
Yeah, it's just an octave lower.
Yeah, and you're not making your voice sound like Alvin the Chipmunk who accidentally got his trachea collapsed trying to sing freaking Mariah Carey terrible. Or whatever. Oh, man, I did a... I don't know if I'll be able to do it again, but I did a Mariah Carey impression, which...
When that could be scary.
When I say Mariah Carey impression, the word impression is used with a lot of nuance.
Okay,
it doesn't really line up because I've never liked Mariah Carey.
No,
people were making a big deal a few years ago when she sold more records than Elvis. Yeah, because there's more people now. Also, people are dumber, so they're going to be buying more of her stuff.
Yeah,
sorry to any Mariah Carey fans out there, but
we're not.
not really. If
we're not apologizing for stuff we don't actually mean.
If you would like to defend Mariah Carey, you can go ahead and call us at 360-546-9500. I think I remember how to run this phone.
Let's hope. Worst case is we can just start pushing buttons and fix it live again.
Yeah. Oh, hey, do you know if Jared's off right now?
I don't know, but he's sending us stuff, so who knows? Maybe he is.
I don't know, because I remember we were talking, and I wanted to try and figure out how to make this phone make outbound calls.
Oh.
Because all we've ever had is people calling in, and maybe we want to get a guest spot, and we got to get a hold of them, you know? Like, but Bono's on the line, ladies and gentlemen, and then we get Bono.
And then doing something easier than just, you know, plugging it into the headphone jack and putting the phone on speaker.
Yeah, it doesn't...
That's kind of janky.
I know, and it sounds so bad.
It does.
We pride ourselves in our audio quality, which is why I've spent at least $250 on audio equipment.
Yeah.
Which honestly isn't that much for audio
equipment. No, it really isn't, actually. I'm kind of surprised it's that low.
Especially with how cheap the headphones are
now.
Yeah,
they're like, what, 10-something a piece? Or...
$20.
That's not bad. With free shipping.
Yeah, it's really good. They were $30 about a year and a half ago. So I'm expecting by next year they're not going to make them anymore.
Yeah, they're going to discontinue.
I'm going to have to move on to a different model completely, which we're not using those headphones right now, by the way, which I don't remember if I mentioned specifically, but the intro certainly did. We're back in the KOUG studios. Oh, wait, you talked about
that. Yeah, I think.
When you were doing filler.
Yeah.
I forgot.
We were searching for headphone jacks.
Whatever.
Oh, well.
It was a very complicated process, and maybe my mind wasn't there the whole time.
That's fine.
Sorry, it can be miles away.
Yeah.
Sometimes
my filler probably wasn't the best. I was trying to figure out where it would be as well. So
filler isn't your forte, though.
No, not exactly.
In the dynamic of the show, I imagine this isn't to put any stints on anybody's roles on the program or anything, but you're like the comptroller, and I'm the mayor. Kind of. Not to draw any parallels to Harmontown, because there's no way I could ever compare myself to Dan Harmon because he's a genius.
Yeah.
But what he does on his show is he just starts yelling about the government or whatever he wants to talk about for his show at that time. And then he's got this guy sitting off to the side who occasionally asks him questions and maybe cracks a joke or two and just eggs him on and makes sure that things happen. So we can...
I'm the instigator kind of thing.
The instigator, the protagonist, the antagonist, everything that a comptroller has to do, which I don't know what a comptroller really does in government, but it has something to do with mayors.
Yeah.
I know that only because I listen to a podcast, which may not be right.
Oh, well. Details. Really important.
I mean, it is run by a guy who thinks that Good Will Hunting is a bad movie, which...
I can see how some people wouldn't like it.
I don't think it's a bad movie, but it has some dumb moments in it.
Yeah, and some really cheesy lines.
Yeah. Did you see the Today I Learned About that movie on Reddit?
No.
There was a... So if you wanted to wait for us to push the boundaries, go ahead and step right up and listen. So in the original script for Good Will Hunting, there was a gay sex scene.
Between Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
The characters in question were not mentioned.
But I think it's safe to assume
which characters they were.
Yeah, I think I heard something about that on the radio.
Yeah, and they only did this to see if anyone was even reading the script in Hollywood. And
because they wrote the script, didn't they?
They're writing. Yeah, they did. So what? Are you implying that they're writing fan fiction of their movie before it even got made?
No, I just imagine
that's real meta.
Oh, well, fan fiction has been turned into movies.
Oh, God, because 50 Shades of Grey is being made into a movie, and I don't know who's in it, and I don't care.
I don't care. I refuse to see it. I'm not going to see it.
Do you refuse to talk about it, though?
No, we can bash it all we want.
Okay, because I don't know. I had an interesting conversation with some people that I decided to meet up with a couple weekends ago. Didn't get to see him very much, and for some reason we got to talking about 50 Shades of Grey, and of course the ladies in the group in question were all into that, but I seem to be the only one who is completely against the idea of the movie being made for some reason.
Well, yeah,
even some of the dudes were going, take your lady to go see it, she'll love it. And pretty much what I said was, one, I'm pretty sure she is not into that sort of
thing.
Self-hate,
yeah.
In literature form or visual form, yeah. It doesn't matter. And two, I really don't want to go to a movie theater where 80% of the patrons are middle-aged women who are just squirming in their seats the entire time. I don't want to be in the center of that, because I will be in the center of that.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
where I sit in the theater all the
yeah.
time.
You have to sit right in the middle of sound field.
Right in the middle. Speaking of movie theaters, Guardians of the Galaxy, we're going to bring it up.
Again, yes.
Because
it's awesome.
We just have to, and now that we've got a slightly larger reach, now that we're actually broadcasting live, I don't know if it's theoretical. I mean,
well, I don't know how many people actually listen.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a way to check that. It'd be great, but
anyways, moving back on.
Maybe we'll figure it out later. I want to see it a third time.
I kind of do too. I'm not gonna lie.
And
the addiction is very real.
Oh yeah, definitely. I know Lindsay wants to see it a second time.
I don't know if Therese would, but I'd still go again. I don't care.
So yeah, you told me that
I took Therese to go see it on
Monday,
something like that.
So one of the days around Monday, which
oh no, Sunday.
Sunday, okay.
The day before school started.
All right, but so. Did you ask her to rate it, or
no? I just asked what her opinion was. I think she really liked it. I think the more she thinks about it, the more she likes it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think her biggest thing, and I agree with this, is one of the reasons why it's so good is that it never really takes itself too seriously.
Yeah.
It'll have some serious parts, and then it'll also have some stupid funny parts in there, just kind of mix it up and have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's kind of cool. Because, yeah, like I just said, I don't know, not very in-depth.
In summary,
movie.
What I just said above.
Yes. So basically, it never takes itself too seriously, and it goes out to have a good time and have fun.
Yeah, but here's something I'm wondering about. Do you think, wouldn't it have been way cooler if Ron, is this a spoiler?
Okay, potential spoiler alerts.
I don't know if it is.
Just
the movie's been
up.
Out for like 3 weeks, so if you haven't watched
it. For a month come Monday.
If you haven't watched it yet, I can't believe what you're doing.
The internet hasn't spoiled it for you? Yeah, that's hard to believe.
What are you doing with your life, guys?
I don't know. Go see it. There's plenty of showtimes.
Wouldn't it have been cooler if Ronan had fought Thanos in that movie?
That would have been kind of cool, but it probably would have ended very, very horribly and fast, because Thanos is supposedly, you know, super powerful.
I just want to see how powerful. All he's done so far is sit in his floaty space chair.
Yes, but that's the tease. And actually, there's another tease that I never really caught until very recently.
Uh-huh.
In the very first Thor movie, when they're walking through the treasure room, one of the treasures on the back on the stands is the Infinity Gauntlet.
What? Oh, so he doesn't even have it yet?
But it doesn't.
It didn't look like he was wearing it.
It doesn't mean it doesn't have any of the Infinity Stones, because there's, what, six?
I think there's five.
I think there's either five or six. We've seen three of them. He could have two, theoretically.
Infinity gems. There's six of them.
So he could have, theoretically, he could have the other three.
One, two, three, six. Yeah. Okay. Oh, what the heck? Additional ones. Oh, okay. So there's six originally, but it looks like there were two extra ones that were added in different continuities of the Marvel Universe.
Let's just stick with the original for now.
But I don't know. It's kind of interesting because do you know the names of any of the original gems? I want to go through this and like see how we could abuse these powers if they existed.
I know there's like one that's space, one that's,
yep,
I think, time.
Yep.
Power.
Yep.
I forget after that.
Okay, there's space, time, power. Good track. Soul, mind, and reality.
Right.
But these two other ones, one of them I think is pretty great. One of them is ego. There's an ego reality gem. Contains the consciousness of the cosmic entity Nemesis. So that's some dude's name.
Okay.
Blah blah blah. And then the last one is the rhythm gem. The power of the beats. I have it.
That's a very powerful power.
I bet.
Case in point, the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right? Oh man. What if? Okay. What if Star-Lord, like, what if he is the rhythm gem, right? Because they had that bit in the movie where they're all like, whoa, we don't know what your DNA is. It's so crazy. It's Let's never mention it again. Let's never mention it again because, you know, we want you to watch the next one, and we're not going to reveal that fact in this one. So what if he is the rhythm gem because he's always got those sweet tunes?
Yeah.
You know?
Could be. I don't know.
I didn't actually I have the soundtrack for that movie now.
Right.
But I didn't download the soundtrack. Wait,
which soundtrack? Oh, basically you have all of the songs that were used.
I downloaded the album that contained each song in order to boost my song count.
The awesome mix, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and which means officially, I don't know if Andrew ever got my text. He didn't respond, but my song count has officially passed 10,000.
Nice.
Last I checked, I am at 10,007 songs. So I sent that out in that group text we've been having since January. And at the end of it, I tacked on Andrew S.A.D.
Yes.
Because I can't say it on here.
Yeah. So you just download just basically the Awesome Mix Volume 1, whatever album?
Yeah. All except for one song, which was child, things are gonna get easier.
Why didn't you get that one?
Well, because I couldn't find it.
Oh.
So
you didn't actually get the actual album itself?
No.
You just individually got each song?
No. I have the whole albums.
Okay.
That's why my
song counts. But you didn't... Yeah, you got the individual albums, but you didn't get the official soundtrack album.
Correct.
Okay.
Clarifications. But if the album art looks cool, I might get it.
Yeah.
There's cheesy album art for movie soundtracks, and then there's good album art.
Well, the deluxe soundtrack, whatever, that's the album art for it.
Whoa, I know, like that.
I think it's pretty cool, but then with the Awesome Mix one, I changed the album art to one that's if you just get that album off of iTunes.
Somebody's been trading it around.
But no, basically, I know. It's that, which is basically like the cassette
that's
tape.
All right.
I thought it was kind of cool looking.
Needs more color.
It does, but for the time being, I can always go change it later.
I probably mentioned this before, but I often download music because of the album art only.
Right.
If it looks pretty, I'll get it.
Yeah, but the deluxe soundtrack that I had that had the four things in the cool color scheme, that was initially the cover art for the quote-unquote Awesome Mix CD as well, because it's two CDs.
Yeah.
So
did you hear about their planning on getting the Awesome Mix soundtrack on cassettes?
I think I saw it.
Somebody got a cassette already?
I think I might have saw somebody mention it.
Oh,
but,
man.
I've kind of wanted to go to Goodwill just to see if they have any Walkmans left. Or if those have just gone crazy.
Oh, I've got a Walkman. I definitely have a Walkman.
Old tape playing Walkman?
Oh, yeah. It's cool. Well, I don't know if it's a Walkman necessarily, but
a brand. Yeah,
it's not the one that he's gotten.
Right, it's not that model.
No. What the heck?
But
what the heck? What? I'm going through. I was Googling Awesome Mix Volume 1 cassette to just see if it existed. I nothing found on that yet, but then I accidentally clicked on an article from Slate. I don't know if that place is reputable or if they're
either.
Just clickbait, but the article's title is Guardians of the Galaxy's hit soundtrack is a mixtape of lies. What? How? Let's see. Guardians of the Galaxy Awesome Mix Volume 1 is now at the top of the Billboard charts, showing that all of my parents' Columbia Monster Hits compilations of the 70s are still as relevant as the Cool New Music Summer 2014 playlist I'm listening to as I write this. Unfortunately, this hit album is a mixtape of lies. Part of the appeal of the soundtrack is that it ostensibly recreates the mixtape Star-Lord keeps at his side as he travels through the universe. The cover recreates the look of Star-Lord's tape, down to the title, Awesome Mix Volume 1, and the track list largely reflects what we hear of the mix in the film. This is significant because the tape plays no mere incidental role in Guardians of the Galaxy. It's the movie's emotional core.
It's almost the fifth... or sixth member of the team.
Yeah,
really.
It's pretty pivotal. I mean, at one point, it causes him to abandon his group.
Yeah, risk his life.
Yeah, it's pivotal.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Let's see. Okay. Given the mix's thematic importance and the way the soundtrack is marketed, you'd think it would reflect the canonical track list, the one carefully sequenced by Star-Lord's beloved mother. Instead, the original soundtrack shoehorns in two songs, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Cherelli's Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
It does add the two ones that are on Volume 2.
So this guy is calling it out as a mixtape of lies just for that?
It's basically because he's saying this isn't the mixtape that was mixtape Volume 1 in the movie. Yeah.
Okay.
So he's way overreacting.
Hey, Chris Wade, lighten up,
yeah.
Okay?
You're overreacting. You're getting two extra songs and you're complaining.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Don't complain about extra things.
Exactly. That's like complaining because you got the Japan edition of Random Access Memories.
Right. I mean, there's a whole new song in there. If you don't know about it, just go, oh, man, this party sucks. I got too much ice cream, and now I can't eat it all.
Yeah.
This party is crap. Screw you, Chris Wade. I don't even know who you... There isn't even a picture of you on your profile page.
Yeah.
On Slate. I don't know if they're reputable or not.
Yeah. But anyways, so yeah, I'd be down to seeing it a third time. Long story, long tangent cut short.
Are you sure it's getting cut short?
I don't know. We don't have to cut it short if we don't want to.
I really don't know. But speaking of people who maybe aren't suited for their jobs, I had a heated conversation with my dad the other day. Well, okay, I won't call it heated because it was intense, but But it ended well. There was some raised voices because of emphasis of opinion by yelling it is a common practice by Bill O'Reilly. And sometimes it works because the other guy can't talk.
Yeah.
But
yeah, if you talk over them, then they can't respond. Therefore, you win.
Yeah, exactly. So the conversation.
Boobily, boobily, boo.
Boobily, boobily, boo. Boobily, boobily, Guardians of the Galaxy reference.
Yes. Go see it.
Okay, so there was a video released a few days ago of a CEO of a company whose name I don't remember. He was walking his dog into an elevator, and as he's walking into the elevator, you can see him pretty much dragging the dog by the leash. And when the elevator is closed, he kicks it a few times and lifts it up by
the
leash,
yeah.
And kind of like thrashes him around a bit.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting some animal cruelty charges.
Oh, yeah.
But all he's really going to have to do is pay a fine because, you know, money.
He won't have to give up the animal? Usually with those kind of things, they take the animal away from you.
I don't remember that being mentioned, but I bet that's happening.
Oh, yeah. Usually with those kind of things, it's like basically you're saying, you know, if you were to, you know, abuse a child, you know, or that kind of thing, you still get to hang out with the kid.
Exactly. So, What was happening in this conversation was he's getting fired.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, there's no way that's not happening. But my dad believes that, and I'm not trying to call out my dad because I see his point of view here, and I'll explain it. But he doesn't believe that this guy should be losing his job as CEO for this incident.
I mean, I can see that because yes, technically that doesn't reflect his actions in the workplace. That'd be like me getting fired for doing something else. Yeah, you know, doing something completely unrelated to work.
So if you kicked a dog and you got fired for it.
Yeah, or it'd be like, you know, if you went out, you know, and were street racing down in the bottoms and then you got fired because you got caught. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense because
the two
aren't
correlated.
Okay, but
let's be honest, who doesn't do that?
Well, right? That's not my point. My point is basically, well, getting caught, hopefully nobody.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. But the idea is, yeah, it doesn't really have anything to do with his actions in the workplace. So I can see that point of view.
No, but I'm more concerned about this guy from a mental health standpoint.
Mm.
Because if you are abusing an animal that really can't defend itself, and you're showing clearly no remorse in the video while it's happening, maybe there's a few neurons that aren't exactly connected the right way up in that noggin of yours. Maybe that makes you possibly mentally unfit.
Yeah. Although I think I read something that was saying that actually a lot of CEOs or those types of people actually do show some sociopathic tendencies or personality traits.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, who wouldn't in that kind of position of power?
And that's the thing is it's almost required to get to that point, you know, in a business.
It's so crazy.
So, yeah. More evidence towards that thought.
Yeah, but my dad just, he doesn't believe he should have lost his job over it because the way he sees it is that the process of the law should be happening to him.
Yeah,
and whatever he's going through in the court system shouldn't affect his career. In any way, they shouldn't be connected.
Should keep them separate.
But I mean, the video is on the internet, so
The company's doing it to save face with the public.
Yeah, really. But the other point that was made was, if this was the 70s where there was no internet and this probably wouldn't have been reported in any way, this guy would never have been fired.
No.
It never would have come out. But now that there's evidence of these things happening, you can just Google it and find it.
Oh yeah, and that's true of anything that's going on that we can't really get into because we don't have time or ability.
Yeah, really. I mean,
controversy.
Let's see. And my dad was also mad at this is where my line of thinking went left. He was looking at the comments that were being posted on this video. And you know, people do their thing that they do on the internet. They question whether or not he's a child molester and trying to figure out what else does he do. He's obviously a psychopath and just all this stuff. But you know, it's the internet. You can't really take that stuff seriously. But the position that was taken by my dad was, if I was that CEO, I would sue everyone commenting on this video for defamation of character.
That's ultimately what the internet is all about. That's YouTube and Reddit in a nutshell.
If you use
nutshell.
The internet, your character will be defamed no
exactly.
matter what.
Exactly.
I should have made that point, but I didn't.
Yeah, you could be Gandhi going out and make a video on YouTube or posting something, do an AMA on Reddit, and people would at least one person would have some sort of comment against you.
Gandhi, I have a question for you. Why do you wear robes? Don't you think those are dumb? Your robes are dumb, Gandhi.
Yeah.
Gandhi, you're
full of it. You're such a hypocrite because of blah, blah, blah that's taken out of context.
Oh, is it?
No, I'm just saying that that's kind of what people do, too.
Oh, yeah, but there's no way. I mean, my dad thought that it would actually work, the whole suing people for defamation. It never would.
Mm-mm.
Even if the case managed to go to court, the judge would look at it and go, dude, you...
Yeah. Sorry, that was a snort. I don't know if that got picked up.
There's a video of you kicking a dog on the internet. Your character, your character form
oh,
can't go
we have
any
a
lower.
Call.
And maybe I can figure this out. Was it...
We push buttons, I think.
Okay, we're going to do this. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Oh, it's very quiet. Phone right here. Sorry, hello.
Hello, is... It-
I'm on. I can hear you on the radio right now. But can you hear me?
Oh yeah,
we can
absolutely.
Hear you. We got it.
Okay, cool.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, I can hear our lag in the background. Do you mind turning us down?
Yeah, gotta turn that.
Down. Oh, that's okay.
A little bit. Yeah, I just was listening to y'all, and I heard you talking about Mariah Carey and Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that I totally agree with you. And I do not like Mariah Carey at all.
Yay.
Thank
Especially,
you very much.
Especially, I hate the Christmas album. My friend loves the Christmas album, but I just wanted to say I agree with you.
Have you tried convincing her that she's wrong?
Well, it's a man, so
oh.
yeah, I've tried, but he is, like, just, he's a man, so he's not listening.
Are you sure he's not liking the album ironically? Because that's something that happens all the time. Like, I'll listen to Rick Astley on a loop for, like, I don't really think it's that good of a song, but I'm just kind of doing it
to
be
the comedic side of
part
it.
Of something, you know?
Yeah, well, maybe I could address that with him. That might be the reason. But, yeah, you should play some Elvis, though, because... You know, we were talking about it, and I really want to hear some Elvis.
Oh, I got a little bit of Elvis somewhere in here. I'll put it up as some background music for you. How about
cool.
that?
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah,
one more thing.
Keep doing what you're doing.
You got it. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
That went very well.
I don't think we even asked who it was.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was trying to ask was, did you? She want to say
was
who
I
she
talking
was.
Over you?
No, it's fine.
Oh, okay, good. Hey, say something again.
Just hello.
Okay, I was just making sure the microphones are still working.
Woohoo, our first caller that we know.
We may or may not know. Who knows? Yeah. Let's see.
Thank you for calling regardless. Thank you for listening.
Very much. I'm going to put just some Elvis on his background music since, you know, I guess I can.
What'd you pick?
I don't know. I it's something called Rip It Up. Hear that? It's very quiet.
It is very quiet.
I don't know why.
Is the volume turned off on your laptop?
I thought it was. And we're back to the technical problems again. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are troubleshooting our problems live on the air.
It's always the first time.
I honestly should feel like... I feel like I should have gotten this down by now, but... Okay,
we've had a few months off.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, that sounds a little better.
That's better.
Okay, so we got some Elvis playing. Hopefully that's not too distracting. But hey, Elvis is great.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I was hearing about this a couple weeks ago. Very recently, what is referred to as Christmas for Elvis fans happened a couple weeks ago. It was the anniversary of his death.
All right.
And what people like to do on the anniversary of Elvis's death is play his movies.
Eat a cheeseburger.
Does he like cheeseburgers?
I think so.
Yeah? Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, I think he used to eat lots of cheeseburgers. I think
was the cheeseburger the cause of Elvis's downfall?
Could be.
Actually, do you know what kind of drugs Elvis was into?
I think they were barbiturates, if I remember correctly.
Barbiturates.
I still can't. I lost myself again.
Oh, you're completely out.
Well, I can hear you, but I can hear you and the music, but I can't hear myself. But otherwise, we're fine.
Well, you're definitely coming through. Say some things.
Some things.
Looks
anyway,
fine to me.
Yeah, okay, we're good.
I don't know. If this audio file gets screwed up later, maybe I'll just like record some episode commentary.
Yeah.
I'll pretend to be you.
All right.
I'm going to have to work on my impression of you. I'm not going to try it here because I've never even tried that before.
Yeah, I don't think we've tried impersonating each other.
I kind of have a rule. I don't. What?
That would be kind of an odd thing to try.
Oh, yeah, it really would be. But I kind of got a little rule in my head is that I'm probably not going to impersonate my friends that much. And even if I am impersonating my friends, it's always going to be in this voice.
Yeah, it's in the subtle mocking voice.
And then Andrew said this, and then everybody was all like, man, what's wrong with you? And then they laughed at him, and then he walked out of the room and cried or something. Hi, Andrew.
Yeah, and Jared, if you're listening, both of you guys, military guys.
I told them to try and bring up the website, but
yeah, I actually thought that was one of them calling when we got our call.
Oh, wouldn't that have been great?
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, if you do want to call us, once again, I'll just go ahead and throw this out there, 360-546-9500. It was kind of interesting listening to myself being looped in the background in that call, because I didn't realize that there was going to be that much of a delay between here and out there,
right?
Which is just again bringing up the ideas that I have in my head for maybe getting a beep button in here.
Yeah,
you know,
we do have a slight delay.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently we do, but I don't know if there's any way we can work with that to get a beep going. But
I wonder if the delay is expanded between us broadcasting and then the sound getting from the person talking to us.
Oh yeah,
so the call compounds it.
Yeah, it could be that too, but. No, I was just thinking, because for those of you listening to us that may have never heard of us before, hello.
Hi.
It's nice to meet you.
Yes,
I can't see you right now, so this is kind of awkward.
Sorry, it's like the good old days.
Where you couldn't see each other when you were talking.
I was thinking just radio.
Oh, gotcha. But, you know what, those in that small way, those were the good old days.
Yeah.
Except for the racism and everything else.
And people lost their minds when they read World of Wars.
Oh yeah, but
that whole thing.
Oh yeah, that was the golden age though.
Yeah,
it really was. I kind of want to play that at some point. If we were like, how do you know how long that is?
The book worlds or the
no, not the book. The radio audio play thing.
I have no idea.
Oh okay.
I've actually kind of wanted to listen to it.
I've listened to a little bit of it. It sounds pretty urgent when you listen to it. I can see why people were fooled.
Oh yeah, because it was really convincing. I heard.
Yeah, but time. Oh, but anyway, for those of you who haven't heard us before, we do this show all the time, not just here. We've been doing this for what month is it? So
it is September, so almost 3 years.
No, it's been 3 years.
Oh, it's been almost 4 years.
It'll be 4 years in January.
Yeah.
We do it every week on every Friday as much as we can, but we haven't broken that streak for at least a year.
No,
as far as I can remember,
it's been quite a while.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so you got to go to tgifradio.com, and then that's where all of the older cool stuff is, where we say bad words and stuff.
And older hosts from the years gone by.
People that you may not even hear on this part of the of our legacy.
Various guest hosts, etc.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be weird because the content of our show is going to ebb up and down like the seasons.
Oh, you know? Everything does.
Because there will be points in time where we're not in here, and then we'll just be going dicks. That'll be happening. And then we're back in here, and this. Hello, yes. We are back on NPR. I'm not Ira Glass. I don't know how to do Ira Glass's voice, but this is his intern. I'm kind of nervous about being on the radio. I'll be honest, I'm peeing just a little bit as I say this. It's kind of strange knowing that my voice is going out to possibly millions of people, and here they are listening to me talk about essentially nothing. To fill
that
in the
time. Isn't that life in general, though?
And to fill in the time, here's Elvis.
Yeah. See, one of the things with Elvis, when you started playing, that I thought about, that Therese made the point when with Guardians of the Galaxy, going back to that with the soundtrack, is that music is very timeless. It's music that's always going to be popular, it seems like. It's always going to have a special place in our hearts.
Yeah.
As opposed to music of today, or even 10 years ago, or whatever.
I have no sympathy for today's music.
No, same.
There's some exceptions.
Yeah, some of it may be good. But
the biggest one is Daft Punk. But anyway.
Well, yeah, but they've been around for quite a while.
Yes,
they've been around almost as long as we have.
Yeah.
More, probably. I thought their first one was in the mid-90s.
I will check, but continue.
Anyways, and so 10 years from now, are really many or if any of these songs from today really going to be popular or remembered? Except by us.
Gangnam Style will be remembered, but it won't be treasured necessarily.
No, it'll be a staple of how low society sinks.
Yeah, there will be that very small group of people that still love the song because they still think it's a big deal. There will be the vast majority of people that hate it for how overplayed it got. And then there will be the kids of the future listening to it going, Grandpa, why did this song become popular? It doesn't make any sense. I've never heard this language before. Ever since the entire world started speaking Spanish, I just can't catch on to that. Why am I speaking English right now? But probably because we're in the privacy of our home.
Yeah, working on bilingualism.
Yeah, shut up, you damn kid. You don't know what good music is. Go take your hoverboard and crash on a cliff, you little turd.
Once per episode reminder, hoverboards are coming September 2015.
September 2015, fiscal quarter number 4.
Start of it, yeah.
Whatever we're saying.
Just in time for the holidays.
You know, I'm wondering if I should conduct maybe a little bit of research before each show, checking on the
status,
the progress of the technology.
Yeah,
like there's a website out there. You know who George R. R. Martin is?
Oh yeah.
There's a website out there called "Is George R. R. Martin Dead?" For those of you who don't know, he is the author of the Game of Thrones books, Song of Ice and Fire, and
amongst others. There's many in the series, but anyways.
But I don't know them.
I don't either.
There's going to be 7 books in the series, apparently. And
there's like 2 left.
There's
yes, two. Right.
There's 2 left, and what the website does is, first, it shows you the picture of George R. R. Martin on the left side of the screen. He looks like he could captain any boat ever. He looks like a sea captain.
Anything before 1800.
Oh, yeah, he's limited to before steam engines. He has to have sails. That's pretty fantastic. And then on the middle of the page, it'll show which books have been completed, the current progress of his books. I should actually go.
He's been writing the sixth book for how long now?
Oh, dude, I have
since
no
at least
idea.
When Game of Thrones started on HBO, I think.
Is George R.R. Martin dead.com? Sources currently say no. Song of Ice and Fire books written 5 of 7, so that's 71% completion. Pages of the sixth novel that have been written as of October 2012. Boy, this is really out of date. 26% of that book has been done. Pages of the sixth novel he considers actually finished, 13%. Probability of, so it's got probabilities of finishing his last two books before he dies. Probability of finishing book 6, 7 in 10. Probability of finishing book 7, 4 in 10. They are not giving this guy the best odds at all.
No.
It was just kind of sad because, I mean, he can't be that old. Really? I mean, I'm probably going to be... oh, he was born in 1948.
So that's
65.
Not that old.
So, yeah, I mean, with modern science, he's got...
Well, I mean... For
promise.
Well, for counterexamples, Clint Eastwood and Sean Connery were born in 1930.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
They're still kicking around just fine.
Which one do you think will go first, Clint Eastwood or Sean Connery? I think Clint Eastwood.
I don't know, honestly. Connery's had health issues in the past, but then
what
again...
What kind of health issues?
I think he had some sort of throat surgery or some sort of surgery of some kind, like in his breathing system.
Too many cigarettes.
That's my guess.
He looked too cool back
then again,
in the day.
Clint Eastwood sounds like he literally has smoked all the cigarettes.
All of the cigarettes?
Oh, yeah, when your voice sounds like this when you talk... I don't know.
That is not a bad Clint Eastwood, but that could so easily devolve into Batman.
Oh, I know. Oh, Clint Eastwood is Batman.
Ooh, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I watched, when I was at the beach a couple weeks ago, I watched Tim Burton's Batman.
Which one?
Again? 1989.
Okay.
So it's got...
Jack Nicholson is the Joker.
Jack Nicholson, but I'm completely...
Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton, duh. Yeah, but apparently I didn't know he was Batman more than once.
Yeah, he was the one with Danny DeVito as the Penguin.
Which I want to watch that one.
It's okay. It's better than the other two that came after, but...
Like Batman and Robin?
Or Batman Forever, Val Kilmer, or George Clooney.
Wait, so was George Clooney Batman Forever?
I think George Clooney was Batman and Robin, whichever one had Mr. Freeze.
Well, no, that was Batman Forever, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Oh my God.
I'm probably wrong.
All the research.
It's been a long time since I watched him.
Okay, there's no Arnold Schwarzenegger in Batman Forever.
So it must be Batman and Robin.
That one, yeah.
Because Robin was kind of introduced about in that movie. In
yeah.
Batman Forever or whatever.
Yeah, I think I just need to binge watch all the Batman
I have
stuff.
Them on DVD if you want a 4-pack.
You have all the Batman?
Well, the 4 from 89 till... Clooney.
Cool.
It was like $10 for all 4 on DVD. I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Dude,
why not?
That's
$2.50
a
piece, yeah.
Oh man, you find the best deals on DVDs. I just don't bother buying them.
Yeah. Well, most of the time I've bought a lot less lately, but
you're going on a budget or you're just not finding the good stuff anymore.
Pretty much a little of both.
It's the off season for
I've gotten most of the stuff that I've wanted to get.
Yeah.
I can think of for old classic movies. I mean, if something pops up, then I'll get it. Like I got a copy of Casablanca for like $6.
Whoa. Blu-ray?
No, it was DVD.
Okay.
But which is odd because most DVD copies are $10+ still.
Yeah, why?
It's because I think it's just because it's such a classic movie. Such a popular movie.
Well, DVDs also have inflated prices too.
Oh yeah.
That's a big problem with them.
Yeah.
That's just not gonna go away. But I think I think it'll go away eventually.
Oh, yeah.
Give it 10 years, there will be no DVDs.
I was going to say, how long do you think the DVD has?
The DVD, I was going to give it 10 years.
10 years from today still?
Yeah.
That's a long run. That's 20-year run.
That's a long run, but that means I get a wide margin of error. So
yeah.
I'm right if it just happens before the 10-year mark.
But again,
I like being right.
That's not entirely infeasible because, I mean, how long was VHS around? VHS was
that's
around
a good question.
In the 80s up until early 2000.
Oh
2000s.
Yeah, dude, I was watching VHS tapes. I'll still watch a VHS tape.
That's what I got Jurassic Park series on.
Also Star Wars.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, there is news about Star Wars.
Okay.
Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
Disney is planning on releasing the unedited theatrical versions of Star Wars on Blu-ray.
When?
Question mark. Nobody knows when.
They're going to release it in sequence with the new movie coming out. How much you want to bet?
Oh, they're not that mean. When is
we're talking about Disney here? And
Disney
that's,
hasn't messed screwed.
Think
me
about
over
a better
like
marketing
before.
Ploy. Free movie ticket inside. I can already see the sticker on the side of the box.
You buy the movie and then you can. I don't know. I don't think Disney is that willy-nilly with their money. They'll probably give you like 50% off a movie ticket.
Well, because I thought some thing. Well, I'm sure that they're going to charge you $60 for it.
Yeah. Okay.
So if tons of people aren't going to buy that on Blu-ray, honestly.
I will. I'm first in line.
Yeah.
Gimme.
And so, yeah, if tons of people are spending $60 on something that they already own and they're not charging them that much.
Yeah.
It's not costing them $60 to make those DVD or Blu-rays.
Yeah. Although the reason there's a question mark on the release date is they're working with some kind of damaged work prints of the movies, so it's a restoration process,
right,
that
which
we're
they do
for.
Take time,
a really long time, and I forgot what my next point was gonna be.
Yeah, but that reminds me of when they did the James Bond series on Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
They had that come out I think a month or two before Skyfall did.
Yeah,
so
and it came with a movie ticket.
No, it didn't come with a movie ticket, but it came with a little slot for Skyfall with a little placeholder cardboard card that says Skyfall coming theaters fall 2012.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it came with a little cardboard disc thing, which I actually think I still have.
Wow.
Because it actually has a slot in that for Skyfall.
Oh, that thing. Oh, I thought you were talking about like a mini cutout of James Bond.
No.
That you could
no,
like
no.
prop up on your desk.
No.
Which, who wouldn't want that
either?
Because then you could have James Bond fights the stapler. James Bond is being lowered into a vat of coffee, which is acid in this instance. It's my imagination, leave me alone. It'd be a pretty great office toy.
Yeah,
which if I ever manage to get trapped in a corporate environment,
hopefully
and
not,
and but... I do have a I want to be free, man, but if I
be free to do what we want to do
and we want to get loaded
and we want to have a good time,
so that's what we're gonna do. If I do manage to have a desk, I will have so much crap on it.
Oh, yeah.
It. And not just work crap. There will be... all my Rubik's Cubes will probably be there. I'm probably going to have at least one scale model version of the DeLorean from Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe some Star Wars Legos. I've got this planned out. Yeah. Magnets. You can't not have magnets.
No, lots of magnets.
Yeah.
Have a little magnetic Star Wars dogfight going on.
Yeah. Or figure out how to make Buckyball art. You remember the Buckyballs,
yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah.
For those of you who don't know, Buckyballs are like a whole bunch of ball bearing size magnets.
Mm-hmm.
You get like 50 of them in a box, which may not be right, but who cares? And then you can just connect them in all sorts of ways and really cool patterns, or you just make snakes out of them like I do.
Usually they come, they're like, what, 5x5?
No, they're bigger than, I think it's like 7x7.
Okay, I'm so not going to do that math. 49 times 7.
Oh, yeah, because, wait a minute.
Calculator watch. I was going to say, because it's 5x5, that's 125 of them.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of this calculator watch, this is 343, by the way. This is not the same...
Oh, yeah, 7 cubed is 343.
This is not the same calculator watch that I had 2 weeks ago.
Oh, did you break it?
I had to replace the whole watch
itself.
Part, yeah. Because, this is actually kind of a long journey that this watch has taken. The old one was a year old already, so it had a pretty good run, but I went swimming with it.
Mm.
It says water resistant on it, and I'd gone swimming with it before, so it seemed like it shouldn't be a problem, but maybe it was just because it had gotten older, or it was in the water for a bit longer than I was planning on it for
or
being.
Or maybe you're modding it when you put a metal band on it, weakened some of its...
No, I didn't have the metal band yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this was pre-metal band.
Okay.
Metal band, there's a joke about heavy metal in there somewhere. Yeah, I can't find it. I took it into a lake, and when I came out, the watch face was all fogged up, and if I pushed the side button, the entire all of the numbers would light up, and it would just stay stuck there, and there'd be nothing I could do. So I put it in a bag of rice for like 4 days, and it was fine, and sealed it back up, put it back on the strap, and I went about my day. Woo, I'm doing fine. And then I found out like a week later, after washing my hands, that water could still get in it, even after just washing my hands. So. Mm. What probably happened, and actually, you know what, it's definitely what happened, because I saw it happening. There's like an O-ring that goes around the metal backing of the watch, and
It wore when out or something.
When I put the backing on it, an edge of it was sticking out just a little bit, and there was a gap that would let a bunch of crap in. So it had been like that for so long that that O-ring was pretty much done. There was no way it would be able to seal it in anymore, so I just had to order a new one.
Yeah, and that was what, $15-$20?
$15.
That's not bad.
On the dot.
For a year, that's a good life of a watch.
It really is. It's like, that's what, like 70 cents a month?
Something like that.
Not
bad. And that's like with my watches for work. They're $20 watches from Fred Meyer. That way, if they get busted or torn off or whatever, I don't care. I'm out $20 and I go get a different one.
Yeah, it's true. But I'm just a very big supporter of the calculator watch. And you may think it's stupid because we live in 2014. It's not 1980 anymore, and we all have these calculators in our pockets now. But it's in your pocket.
Yeah.
That's the problem. I'm not going to use up 2% of my phone battery trying to get the calculator open and then do...
Uses that much?
It used to. Oh. I changed something on it really recently, actually, and it's gotten so much better. Tech tip... tech corner. I don't Woo! Have music for this. I don't Anyways. Even know what I would use for it. Maybe something by Grammatic. I don't know. I can't type. Okay, there's no music for this segment. Sorry. if you have an Android device out there and you wish to do absolute miracles for your battery life and performance, and you are not afraid of using a command line. That's right, command line interface. There's no pictures in this thing. What are you going to do?
You just turned off about half of the people who use smartphones.
Sorry.
Because the reason they get them is for pretty pictures.
No, this is... you use it to get prettier pictures.
Okay.
How about that? Twisted it, nailed it. If you want really good performance, here's the setup I have on my phone, which is a Nexus 5, and I got I got at least 18 hours of battery life out of phone yesterday.
That's
When I put it on the charger,
disconnected from the charger.
Completely disconnected, no assisted charging.
Nice.
Just normal use throughout the day, you know, pull it out whenever you do the things. By the end of the day, which was around, I woke up at 5:30. And took it off the charger then, and by the time I went to bed at about 10:30, 11, it was down to about 22%, maybe as low as 20. And that was 18-ish hours or so. Absolutely fantastic. First off, get a Nexus 5 if you don't have one.
I actually considered it once my contract expires, actually switching over to one.
I will make it a powerhouse for you if you do get it. It's like $400.
I think, yeah, it's about $400 for the 32 gig, which, why wouldn't you get that?
I didn't.
The 16s are only $350. I looked.
Hold on a minute. No, I definitely have the 16. Oh, no. I was probably. I don't know. I was doing that thing where you get a minor bit of buyer's remorse, and for some reason you go back to look at the thing you bought online.
And it's now $50 cheaper.
Months ago, and you just want to look at it. And I went on Amazon, and it said it was $400.
Huh.
But maybe that's because it wasn't through a licensed
I just checked. Retailer. Oh, we have another call.
God.
We have 5 minutes, and if you're calling us and listening, please introduce yourself if you wish.
It's so fantastic. Yes, hello. You're on the air. Who is this?
This is actually Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Radio.
Hi.
How are you?
Doing good.
I just want to make sure this is actually the phone number.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
It is confirmed for being the phone number.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the practice.
Take it easy.
Alrighty, bye. That was Steve. He is our technical director for this wonderful station, and boy, that was
weird.
Odd. What was I talking about?
Nexus 5.
The Nexus 5 is
I just checked Google's website, so.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So the Nexus 5 is truly a gift from God, but what?
Google's website. Nobody knows what that is.
What is the URL for Google? The Nexus 5 is truly a gift from God, but if you don't happen to have a Nexus 5, this should also work for whatever Android phone you have.
Which is probably the Galaxy.
Yeah, that's the most popular one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Get yourself the SlimKat ROM. SlimKat. It's pretty much just normal Android, except it's been minimized a lot. So it gets rid of a lot of crap that you don't need. and you're gonna be traveling at the speed of light. It's absolutely great. But thing about getting yourself a custom ROM, you have to install the Google apps separately if you want to install anything from the Google Play Store. Mm. So then get yourself those. Then what you have to do, this is the last thing I promise, is change out your kernel. Kernel in any computer is the magical little piece of software that talks in between the hardware and the software. It allows them to talk to each other. Mm-hmm. So in a lot of instances, especially for Android, changing out the kernel affords some interesting opportunities for processor usage and how much power is used by the battery specifically. So the kernel that I have is called Elemental X. I had Franco kernel before, and it was pretty good, but when I would get home at the end of the day, it would be like if I woke up at 5:30 and came home at 5:30, so that's 12 hours, the battery would sometimes be as low as like 9%.
Yeah,
and you can't go on the rest of the day with that. But ever since switching to Elemental X, I'm getting home with like 45%+.
That's good.
Right now, still woke up at 5:30. Right now it is almost 3 o'clock and I'm at 59.
Nice.
So I'm feeling great about that. Also, if you give me $5, I will do this for you.
Okay. Deal.
You don't have to give me $5 because you're on my show.
Okay, fair enough.
You get a free pass for like all technological help.
Okay.
But if you don't know me personally, yeah, that's five. That you're gonna have to pass me a personalized portrait of Abraham Lincoln that is also green and about the size of a stick of butter.
If it's new, if it's got a little bit of purple on it.
Oh yeah, because that's all fancy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure Abraham Lincoln would have appreciated his dollar bill being pimped out. Yeah. I mean, if I were a president, I would want my dollar bill to look as cool as possible.
And then George is sitting over there hanging his head.
Yep, but I don't know if the $1 bill is ever going to get changed.
No.
It's really a shame, but I hope it happens soon. Can you, are your headphones still gone?
No, they're still working.
Oh, okay, so that means you can hear our outro, which means that we're all done for the day, unfortunately. But this is good.
Yeah.
It's good to be back. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGIFradio. We're also TGIF Radio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not and we want you to at TGIFradioshow@gmail.com. And by things, we mean anything. Just send us mail, please. It would be kind of awesome because it hasn't happened before. All the old episodes and subscribable links for iTunes and RSS are at tgifradio.com. Anything you want to say before we shut this down? We already did the hoverboards thing, so you got to think of something else.
Well, obviously, we need to tell everybody, go see Guardians of the Galaxy because it's awesome. It's probably the best movie of the year.
Yep, absolutely.
It's this generation Star Wars, in my opinion.
Woot woot.
And that's all I got right now.
Okay, I don't have anything else, so we're just going to go ahead and shut this down. Join us next week, same time, same place. Tell your friends, and party on, everybody.